Ravuna must have been
Polish. Okay, Memtissim at base. Today's daf is Nun Aleph, so we're a bit behind still. He ate with his fingers. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, halfway down the page, yeah? Memtissim at base. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Chad Ochel Daisa Bet Sposa. So we had this Daisa thing. Which was a delicacy, and one of them was eating with his fingers. V'chad ochel b'hutza. The other one used a spoon. I don't know, whatever it was. Oh my lord, the ochel b'hutza lochel. Huh?
Yeah. We had in Sukkot, didn't we?
Yeah, it's a piece of wood. It's like a spoon or something. Amalei the achel behutz the achel beetzbay. So the guy who used the spoon said to the guy who ate with his fingers, "As mata atzva machilein itzayoscha. For how long am I going to have to eat the dirt that's in your fingers? Because you keep sticking your fingers in the bowl, and I'm getting your germs from your fingers." Amalei the achel beetzbay the achel behutz. So the guy who ate with his fingers says back to the guy who ate with his spoon, "Ad masay atzva machilein iroicha." Because you're double dipping, because you keep sticking the spoon back into the bowl.
Any teenager can tell you that's a gefirah chaveira.
That's right. So therefore, you're getting. So that was that discussion. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Isla Kamayu, Blusfine. They brought them some Blusfine, which is So it's a kind of figs which doesn't. It's hard to digest. Is Rabbi Yehuda achal? Rabbi Shimon lo achal. So Rabbi Yehuda ate it. And Rabbi Shimon didn't eat it. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, my time alei achol mar. Rabbi Yehuda asked him, "Why didn't you eat it?" Amalei Rabbi Shimon, elu ein yeretzim nemei ayin kolika, because they never go out, so it's nish kedai. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, andarabba kol shekein shenis mechalel lemachar. That's good. That means you can store it up tomorrow if we're hungry. It will still be there to give us energy. Rabbi Huda have also come to Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Huda was sitting before Rabbi Tarfon. Amal Rabbi Tarfon Hayyam Penechat Zehuvim. He says, "Your face is shining today. You're looking good." Amalei. So he says to him, "Emesh Yotzav Adechal Asada. Yesterday your servants went out to the field. Veheviu Lanu trading, and they brought us some beets. Vachalnu B'Melech, and we ate them without any salt. And that's why I look so wonderful. Vachalnu B'Melech. If we would have had salt with them, it's Kol Shekein Sheyenu Penechat Zehuvim. How much more so would we have now looked really good?"
Gemara's always going on about the miles of beetroot and borscht.
Borscht, yeah.
This is actually leeks,
I'm trying to say this. Trading, I always get. It's leeks. What are they? So what's tered? What's tered?
Tered in modern word is spinach.
Spinach? Oh, so I've been saying beets. I always get the vegetables mixed up. Okay, tered is spinach. It's all sounds spinach. So I gave him strength. Amra hahi matronisil Rabbi Yehuda. Some old lady said to Rabbi Yehuda, so she thought he was drunk because he looked so good from the what he ate. So she thought, he looks drunk, and you're moira, and you're teaching halachas while you're drunk. Zamalah hem nusa beyarda he itza. That's like a loshen of a shvua. He's promising, my emuna. Yeah, the faith in the hand of this woman, ita imna ella kiddusha v'abdalta v'yaba kasida pischa. The only liquor that I take is kiddush and havdalah and the four cups on Pesach. And not only that, v'chegrani tzidim in Pesach alatzeres, and I can't even walk properly from Pesach till Shavuos because I get so sick from the...
That's Rabbi Huda Bar-Eloi.
He wouldn't have done, yeah, he wouldn't
have
this
done. This is the same Rabbi Huda, no?
He wouldn't have done well in a Fabrengen, would he?
So he
wouldn't have done well in a Fabrengen.
Yeah, he could make lechaim on challah, but he said, "So I'm not drunk because I never drink because it doesn't do good for me. So why do I look so inebriated, flushed? Ella chachmas adam tor panav. The wisdom of a person makes his face shine. So that's why I look like this." Amalei Yehud Tzeduki, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tzeduki who was following along, he said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Panecha doimin, your face, you look like the cat who got the cream. Ikemalvi ribis, either because you're lending with interest and you're making money that you're not supposed to, ikemagada chazirin, or you raise pigs because they make lots of money. So you look like you're too happy. Something's wrong. You're doing something wrong." Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda said back to the Stukki, "Be Yehudoi, for us Jews, Travahi Wasirin. Both of those things are awesome. Ella, so why do I look so good? Because Esrim Ve'arba Besakise Islay Min Besad Be'medusha. There are 24 dunnies on the way from my house to Shul. The Chol Shav V'Shani Nichnas L'Chol Lechavi Echor. And I try out each one on the way. So by the time I get there, I'm looking good. Rabbi Yehuda Kar Azul L'Beis Medrasha. When Rabbi Yehuda was coming to the Beis HaMedrash, is Shokel Gufa Ksofa. He brought a little bottle or something, a barrel to sit on. So he carried it on his shoulder on the way to Shul. Omar, and he said, Gedoyla Malacha. The effort, the work is good, Shemechaberes Espaleha. Because it gives COVID to the one who does it, because I won't have to sit on the floor, I've got something to sit on. Rab Shimon Shokel Sana Al Kasfer. Rab Shimon carried a basket on his shoulder, and he said the same thing. Omar Gedoyla Malacha Shemechaberes Espaleha, because I've got something to sit on. Devisid Rabbi Yehuda Nafkas. Rabbi Yehuda's wife went out, Noktas Imra, she took some wool of the Glima de Hutvi, and she made a fancy garment out of this wool, Kanofkas Lashuka Mikhasibe, and when she went out to the street, she wore it. The Kanofik Rabbi Yehuda Litzluya, when Rabbi Yehuda went to Davin, Hava Mikhasi Umatsli, he would also cover himself with this. When he put it on, Hamavarich Baruch Sha'atani Me'il. He added in the Brichas HaShachar, I guess, one of the other, an extra bracha that he gave me, a Me'il. Me'il is a klug, a chosh of a thing. So he was so happy with this wonderful garment, so he made a Baruch Sha'atani Me'il. Zim Lechada Gozer B'Shimon Gamil Tanisa. So another story. Once Rabbi Shimon Gamil was Gozer a fast day, and Rabbi Yehuda Lay Osel Beit Tanisa. And Rabbi Yehuda didn't turn up to the fasting for bringing. As Omrin Lay, they told Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda come? He hasn't got anything to wear to the fast for bringing, so he didn't come. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel sent him a garment. What am I going to wear? V'loy kibul, and he didn't accept it because he didn't want to take a tzedakah or whatever. Dali tzifsa, then he picked up the mat that he was sitting on, and he said to the shliach, have a look what's down there. I've got all this money. He picked up the mat, and underneath it was all this money. Yeah, so there was some kind of a miracle that he got all this money. She says, it's not a problem. I don't need to take it tzedakah. Mihu le'nechalidis hanem b'hadein alma. But nevertheless, I don't want to have hanah from Olam Hazeh, and therefore I'm not going to use it. Okay, now comes the famous Rabbi Akiva story, which we already had in Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva iskadesh le barate de kabbal savua. Rabbi Akiva married the daughter of kabbal savua. Shama kabbal savua adra hanah. So Kalba Savua heard that his daughter was marrying this poor shepherd boy, so he was neither vowed that she wouldn't get any hana from him. Mikol nechaseha from all of his possessions. He forbade his daughter to have any with the neder to have any benefit from his possessions. Ozla v'insibale Besisu, she went and married him in the winter time. Havagonu beitivna, and they had nowhere to live and were poor, so they lived in a straw, in the barn where there was straw on the floor, or in the straw store barn out the back. Havakamankit letivna min mazje, and when they would lie on the straw, so she got straw in her hairs, and he would take out the straw from her hair. And Amalon, he said to her, Ihavali, if I have lots of money, Ramina lach Yerushalayim de Dava. I would make Yerushalayim the golden Yerushalayim Shal Zahav, the golden headpiece of Yerushalayim to put on your hair instead of the straw. Asa Eliyahu came Eliyahu idmin lahun ka inshan. He appeared as a person. Rekakari above, and he banged on the gate of the straw barn. Amalahu, and he said, Havali put the tivni. Give me a little bit of straw, the yaldas itzi, because my wife gave birth. For Leslie made them laguna, got nothing to protect her with, so I need some straw. So this was to make them feel good that at least they had straw, and this other person was so poor he didn't even have straw. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Kiva le'intesei, as Rabbi Kiva says to his wife, Chazi Gavra, have a look, there's a person that filo tivna lo yisle, that he doesn't even have straw. Amar Lei, okay, so that was the to make him feel better. Amar Lei, then she told him, Zil Havi Be Rav, go and become a Talmud Chacham. It's Ozol Tartis Rishnin. So he went for the lazy 12 years to go and become a Talmud Chacham. Kamed Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, and he learned with Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. L'mishlam Tartis Rishnin, at the end of the 12 years, Ka'asala Beise, he was coming home. Shama Min Achere Beise, and when he was walking behind behind his house, he heard the Ka'amal Lachad Rosh Ladvisu, that some Rosh was saying to his wife, Shapir Ovil Lachavuch, your father did the right thing when he was disowning you. Because Chada, number one, Le Domilach, he doesn't come from a suitable family for you. You come from a prestigious family, and he's just a nobody. Ve'oid, and furthermore, Shavik Lachar Mulushais, he left you like a widow, a live widow. He's gone away for 12 years and left you all by yourself, sort of widowed while he's alive. Kulin Shin for all these years. His Amr Le, she said to him, to this Rasha, Itzois Ledili, if my husband would listen to me, Levi Tartish Vishdin Achronaisa, he would spend another 12 years in Yeshiva, in Koilal, and wherever. Omar, so
he
Rabbi
Akiva. Huh? He wasn't of Kest.
No. So Rabbi Akiva heard this, his wife say this from behind the fence, and she said, aha, Hail Vayav Delivishusa, since she now gives me permission, Ahadela Chayri, I'm going back. Hadar Ozal, he went back, Avatartis Vishni Achronaisa, and he went another 12 years in Yeshiva to learn.
Why didn't pop in and say hello for a minute? Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Kasha for Maisa. Also, Be'eshrin, Rabba, Alfin, Zugi, Talmidi. And when he came back now, he had 24,000 pairs of students. So he came back, Bechovid Rav, with all his students coming with him. It's not for Kuli Amalapid. But then he was famous already, the famous Rabbi Akiva. So everybody came out, Mekabal Ponim Zain.
Here, the Gersa is that he had Zugi, Talmidi, 24,000 Chavrusas together.
Yeah.
In the other place we learned, it doesn't say. It says 20,000 Talmidi.
There's a little gimel on the side.
Ksuba's lesser, he says.
Ksuba's lesser zugi. Okay, Mashem Yavomus. Okay. The Yafhi comes to Mefaklape, and she also was getting up and getting ready to go and be Makabal upon him. Zamallah Hurishia, that Rasha was still hanging around. For his 12 years, he was hanging around the house. And he said, Va'atlahecha, where do you think you're going? He's not going to recognize you now. He's a big shot. He's not going to be interested in you. It's Amr Alei. She said to him, Yedei Tzadik Nefesh Behemti. A Tzadik knows the Nefesh of his Behemah and Kol Shekein with me, and therefore I'm going. So she went to appear before him. Kamatchan the Rabbanan and the Chacham didn't know who she was. They were pushing her out of the way. Amr Alei. So he said to them, Hanichol Aliver Shalivish Shalachem Shalahu. Whatever I have and whatever you have, it's all because of her. So she deserves all of the reward for that. Shama Kalba Savua. So a Kalba Savua heard that Rabbi Akiva became such a big thing. Also, Ve'ichalal Nidre, he went and was matir his nether, or he asked to the Chacham to be matir nether v'ishtari, and he was matir nether,
so
and they lived happily ever after.
When Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 Talmudim, so Kabbalah thought that's no big deal.
Where does it say he had 12,000?
No, he came back after 12 years.
It didn't say he had 12,000 after 12 years. It didn't like he got 1,000 per year.
No, he had nothing.
He came back with nothing the first time. And also, he didn't actually come, he just kept going.
So what was the Pesach they used? If you knew that he would become a Talmud Chacham, would you have made an edit?
Probably.
Yeah, so the Ran has a whole...
So that's what this whole Maisa is doing here because
that
of
it's
the...
So the Shaila is that it's Noilud, and you're not supposed to say Pesach be Noilud, something that happened later. It had to be something that if you would have known at the time. So we said because when they got engaged, the plan was for him to go to Kolo, so therefore it wasn't Noilud because...
The original intent.
Because he already knew at that time it was already he should have known already, or he could have known, he could have realized that he was going to become a Talmud Chacham.
Because that
under the Avonim Shachar Kamayim,
which is the other one,
that
what
Mael
Harakim realized,
yeah.
He can learn.
Yeah. So where did I see that about the question about how can it be the Noilus? I saw it somewhere. Okay. Says the Gemara, min shis mili yatzer b'kiva. Now that we have that story, so there were six things that Rabbi Akiva made his fortune from. The first one was min kalba savua. So that was the first one, which I said, he got some money from the shver. Then there was min ayla desfinta. It was, so ayil is either means a ram. They used to put a ram as a simon on a ship so that it should go smoothly, it should run fast like a ram.
Isn't it like a carving in the front of the ship? Like in all the asterisks books?
Yeah, but this one's portable, it comes off. The kol sfinta, every boat, avdin lay min eina, so either there's different gears over here. It was an ana, like an eye, or it was a ram or whatever it was for positive simin. And zimna chada and shiu al kaf yoma, one boat they took it off and left it on the beach and they forgot to put it back on. Asahu ashkeche, and he came, Rabbi Kiva came and found it. And so he made some money from that. Then comes min gavza, from the box. The famous box. One day he decided to go for a blind investment. He gave the sailors 4 zuz, and they were traveling to look for investments overseas. Izamalahu said to them, I silly made them... go and buy me some investments. A fund manager, you know. I don't know what you're going to buy. Here's some money. Go and invest it for me. And all they found was a box that had been left on the beach. They didn't actually find any decent investments, but they found a box, the treasure chest, sitting on the side of the beach. So they brought that to Rabbi Akiva. Amrulay, and they said to him, Avi Maranalay, that just wait for us and we'll go and find something else. It wasn't a successful trip, but we got the box. You can have the box now and we'll go and find something else for you. So while they were going to look for something else, Ishtakach Tava Mole Dinri, they found that the treasure chest was full of money. Tizim Nechada, why was the treasure chest full of money? From the pirates, I guess. The Zim Nechada, one time, Tava Svinza, there was a ship that was sinking. And they put all of the treasures from that ship, all the schir or whatever, into that box. And that was what he found, so he got rich from that box. So that was number 3. The next 2 words, the Mindis, this Kisa, is difficult to understand. Jastro says that it's a typo. Anyway, I don't know what it's supposed to mean. Well, mean Matronisa. The next thing, number 4, was the Matronisa. Who was the Matronisa? Matronisa was the story where they needed a loan. The Moisa needed a loan. So Rekiva went to this rich lady and he borrowed the money. And she made the Ribbono Shel Olam and the sea should be the guarantors for the money. So when it came time to pay back the loan, the Rabbi Akiva didn't have the money. So she went to the Orev, and Rabbi Akiva was sick, so he couldn't even come to discuss it with her. So while he was sick, she said to Ribbono Shel Olam, Rabbi Akiva's sick, don't bother him. But you are the Orev, you and the sea are the Orev, so you should pay up. So the sea came along, and what happened was that there's a rich girl, the daughter of the Caesar, was walking past, and she had a moment of mishigas, and she took her jewelry or whatever, and she threw it into the sea. And the sea spat it out to this lady. So then she said, okay, the guarantors paid the loan, paid the debt. So when Rabbi Akiva got better, when he came to bring her the money to repay the debt, she said, it's already been paid, you can keep it. So that was his next adventure. And then turning the page, we have Ishtay Shel Turnus Rupus, the wife of Turnus Rupus. So this Turnus Rupus, of course, was the guy who put the Salem and the Hechel, yeah? So he said, so what happened was that he used to have these debates with Rabbi Akiva about the Pshat and Psukim. Rabbi Akiva always won the debates in front of the Kesar. So he got upset. He came home angry to his wife, and he said, This is why I'm angry, because Rabbi Akiva always wins the argument. So she said, leave him to me. And then she said, she got from this week's parsha, that Elakem Shol Elu Soine Zimo. She says that she learned from Bilam, yeah, that this is what gets these people in trouble when they follow immorality. So I will go and I will seduce him for an Avera. So she came, and when Rabbi Akiva saw her, it says he spat and he laughed and he cried. So she said to him, what are you spitting, laughing and crying? So he says, I'll tell you two things, and the third thing I won't tell you. I spat because you come from a tipasrucha. You know, you think you're making... Yeah, you're making yourself look so beautiful, you're really disgusting. Secondly, I cried because this beautiful form is going to end up in the earth. So that's worth crying about. And the reason why he laughed, he didn't tell her this, is because he saw Ruach HaKodesh, that she's gonna convert and marry him. So he didn't want to tell her that. So then she said to him, is there such a thing as tshuva? And he said, yes, of course there's tshuva. So she went and was megayer and did tshuva and married him, and she had lots of money. So that's the fifth thing that he got rich from. And the last one is Katia Bar Shalom. That was the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, which I looked up and I've forgotten now. Anybody remember that Gemara?
Push me to the Avodah Zarah. Thank you very much.
So yeah. The cream in the art scroll, the cream against the Jews, because they had like a thorn in the side and shouldn't get rid of them.
Ah, yes. So this guy spoke up. This Yadua ben Kitiya bar Shalom spoke up and defended the Yidden.
He was the one with the crooked back and
No, that was Gvir ben Psiso. No, this was Stam, a member of the Roman Parliament. So he stood up for the Yidden, and he said they called him Kitiya because he told the king, if you kill all the Jews, you're going to be a Kitiya. So he said, you're right, except that I have to kill you because you won an argument with the king, which is a nice... So while he was getting killed, Abascal came and said he's going to Olam Haba, and he said, all of my nechassim I'm giving to Rabbi Akiva. So that's number six for Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Rav Gamda, Yahiv Dala Zuzla Supanoi. Rav Gamda, he tried the same trick. He gave $4 to the sailors, Lasuya by me, them to go and invest for him. They asked, and they didn't find anything. Is Yasuha lay behind Kupa? So they bought a monkey, as you would. Ishtamates, and the monkey escaped. And all Le Khartan, who ended up in a cave somewhere. It's Khafru Basre. And so they were digging after him, these sailors, and Ashkechua, the Ravia al Margalisa. And they saw him, the monkey was crouching on precious gems. Asinu Leikulan, and they brought it all to Rav Gamda. So that's the monkey.
Very honest sailors.
Yeah, the monkey sitting on the gems, the oldest trick in the book. Amalei Bas Kesar Bishul Bechananya. The Caesar's daughter said to Bishul Bechananya, Torah is beautiful. Why is it in your hands? You're an ugly kli. So he said to her, "Limdi bebeis avuch. You should learn from what goes on in your father's house." What do they put the wine in? Amalei b'mani de pachra, in earthenware vessels. Is Amalei. So he says to her, "Kuli yama bepachra." Everybody else puts stuff in earthenware vessels, ve'atun b'mani de pachra, and you're also just using poshut earthenware vessels. Atun achitzim b'mani de kasher v'dav. You need to put it into silver and golden vessels because you're so rich. Ozla, so she went. Ve'ramas chamra b'mani de kasher v'dav. She put the wine in the gold and silver containers. Ve'sorry, and it went off. It's on my law. So he said to her, afaraisekain. That's the way Torah works as well. If you put it into a fancy vessel, it goes off. I've read the Gemara of Ikeshapir and Ugmirin. There are people who look good, or she asked him, there are people who look good and can learn also. It doesn't have to be a stira. Oh, my law. So he said to her, I have a sonu. If they looked ugly, have a Gemirin Tfei. They would have learned even more. Hahida asala kama Rabbi Yehuda min Nahardo Ladina. Came someone before Rabbi Yehuda from Nahardo for a court case. Vishayafta min Dina. And she lost the case. Amr Leish, she said to Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel, Rabbi Chachidonon. Is that what your teacher Shmuel? So she was Brigis. She said, well, this is what your teacher Shmuel would have paskin. Amr Leish. So he said to her, Yadata Leish, do you know my teacher Shmuel? Amr Leish, and she said, yeah. Gutza, the Rabbi Kreisa, he's short and fat. Ukum and dark. The Rabbi Shina, and his teeth are too long. So that's how she described Shmuel. It's Amar La, so he said to her, Levizuya Kasis, you came to insult Shmuel. Tevya Yitza Bishamta. I'm putting you into Cherem, Pokava Mesa. And she dropped dead. Okay, there's some nice agarata. Now, moving on. Mutta Bebeitza Tormisa. So we said someone who's Noider. Sorry? Tormita, yeah. Someone who's Noider from. Tavshil, yeah? It's a Tavshil Sheni Toyim is Osir with Maisa Kedera, everything's made in a pot if it's soft, but it's permitted if it's thick, and it's also permitted with a Beta Turmuta and a Dalas Haramutza. So this Beta Turmuta, what's the Beta Turmuta? Says the Gemara, my Beta Turmita, Omar Shmuel, Avda the Ovidli Shavi Alpha Dinri. A servant who can make for me Beta Turmita is worth $1,000. Ma'ayil, what do you do? How do you make it? Is ma'ayil le alpha zinu ma'achemim? You put it 1,000 times in hot water, but alpha zinu ma'akru and 1,000 times in cold water, ada midzuri, until it becomes shrinks. Yeah, becomes small. Heche de balise, you can swallow it in one gulp. You don't have to chew it. Vim ispe kibi, and if a person has got a stomach ailment, sorry, Allah, it will. The ailment will go on that egg of a kadnovka when it comes out the other end. For Asya, and the doctor can examine the stool. Yoda Asya, my summum is boiler. The doctor will know what medicine he needs of a maimitzi and how to cure him. Shmuel have a bodik nafshi bekulcha. Shmuel didn't know about this beta termita. Even though this must have been before the previous bit where Shmuel said that Evid who makes it is worth $1,000. And so he used kulcha. It has the same, the Ram says it doesn't know what it is. It has the same effect.
to check
your innards. Adamitzerin inchi beselei sarayin. So he was fainting because he made himself so sick with this, and so his wife. So the Rashi got here. He says he was crying. People were tearing their hair out. Either they were undoing their hair, or they were tearing their hair out because he was making himself more sick by using all of these investigation techniques. Okay.
In other words, not. Because I think with the egg, you look at the excrement.
Yeah.
With this other thing, you actually insert something inside.
And you have to look at the article itself.
It's inside.
So they look. So it's stuck
it
in.
Step inside it. You
yeah. So he made, yeah, so made himself worse. Yeah.
Colonoscopy.
Yeah,
that's what it, that was. What it was. Okay. Nan Hasan, we learned in the Mishnah. Haya Isa Bechlufsin, he was a person who's eating these kind of figs, Chlufsin, La Yechal Bivnois Sheva. He shouldn't eat. This is a worker, yeah? When a person's working in the field, he's entitled to eat from what he's working with, yeah? This is I was going to sell a sachshu shavadisha, but it's now it's the achalta anovim kenafshecha savecha. Yeah, that you're allowed to eat from the fruit that you're working with. So if he's working with these one sort of figs, layechal b'nei sheva, he shouldn't eat the other sort. And b'nei sheva layechal b'chlufsin, my chlufsin mina de te'eni. It's a kind of fig that avdim in hain lapti that you make the lapti dish with, which the Ran says is a tafshul made of figs. That's very helpful. Ahu gavre deyoyv avdol achavre lagmuri. So there was one person who gave his servant to his friend to teach him how to make it. Alpha mine lapti. So he learns. Sorry, he wanted to make alpha mine lapti. He wanted to teach him how to make 1,000 types of lapti. But agri tam de meya. But he only taught him 800. Is azmine ladina. So he took him to court. Lekama de Rebbe. Is Omar Rebbe, Aviseno Omro. Our father said that we forgot the good stuff, and we didn't even know it in the first place to forget it. I don't know what he paskined in the court case.
More recipes or not?
Yeah. So he was amazed about the 800 types of thing, but doesn't say what he paskined about the case.
Well, Lachera, he's saying that no wonder he can't teach you the whole 1,000.
We forget that, yeah. Rebbe, Ovad Lahilul Rab Shimon Berebbe. Rebbe was making chasna for his son Rab Shimon. Kosov, Albeis Ginona, Esim Arba Ilfin Rivoy Dinrin. And he spent 240,000 bucks on the wedding. Nafko, Albeis Ginona, Dain. And then he went to that chasna house. Lelayazim Le Bakapara. He left Bakapara off the invitation list.
Oh.
Sorry, 24,000, not 24,000. Yeah. No, ribui. 24,000 ribui. What's that? 2.4 million. There's a lot of money anyway. Mathematics isn't so good. So he said, so he didn't invite Bar Kappara to this fancy do. And Zalmale, so Bar Kappara got breakus, and he said, Imla Ivrit say Nikach, this is what God does to people who transgress his will, i.e., they don't invite me to the wedding. How much more so if you do good? So Rebbe heard that he was baledik to Zazmanei, so he invited him in the end. So now Bar Kappara was happy, and he said, so people who do what God wants, i.e. they do invite me to the wedding, this is what they get in Olam Hazeh, is Olam Haba, how much more they're going to get in Olam Haba. Any day when Rebbe would laugh or smile, that was when bad things happened in the world. So Rebbe kept himself really serious. He told Bar Kappara, don't make me laugh. And I'll give you 40 grivies of wheat as a payment for not making me laugh. It's a bit like Dan Andrews. I'll pay you $1 million not to build a road. So Bar Kappara said, Lech Zimar. You should see the whole grievi di beina shakilna. I'm not going to be satisfied just with 40. I want as much as I want. I'm going to get out of you. Shakal di kula rabba. So he took a big basket, chafiyei kufra, and he filled it up with tarred it with tar so the grain wouldn't fall out. V'sachvel reishin, he put it over his head. V'ozal, and he came. V'amal le'lechol imar arba grivi chita d'reshin abach. You should give me the 40 grivies of wheat that you owe me. So Rebbe sees Bar Kappara walk into the Beis HaMedrash with a basket on his head, an upside down basket on his head. It's achvi Rebbe. So Rebbe, rachuk Rebbe. Rebbe laughed. Amal le'en, he said, what are you doing? Lavas haticha lo'itav dichon. Didn't I tell you not to make me laugh? Amal le'en, chita d'reshin akadansiv. No, I'm just carrying. This is just the wheat that you owed me. All right, leave it over here.
The 24 million.